All right, welcome back, everyone. We're going to jump right back into our agenda, which is number 23, 2026 Park Outreach Programs. We've got Rachel back with us. Welcome back.
Good morning, Chairwoman Rissler, Commission, and Secretary Roebling. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Rachel Comas, and I'm the Volunteer Coordinator for the Parks Division. Today, I'm here to provide an update on our outreach programs. Across South Dakota State Park System in 2025, there were a total of 2,236 programs with 92,252 participants. Of those participating, the breakdown was 49% adults and 51% youth. State parks provide 61% of all game fish and parks programming statewide, demonstrating the division's role in delivering educational and recreational activities. The top seven leading parks offering a wide variety of regular programming are shown here. I will note in the Custer State Parks that we don't have the roundup in there, just so it's just the programming. Top attended park events. Several parks hosted events which saw exceptional turnout. These events are shown here. So we've got the Buffalo Roundup there with almost 23,000 participants. In addition to that, their three-day arts festival hosted over 19,000 participants. The historical festival at Fort Sisseton is always a big hit with over 9,000 participants. And at Newton Hills, the next one you'll see there is the Sioux River Traditional Music Festival. That's a three-day festival that's been happening for over 40 years, and it's hosted by the South Dakota Friends of Music. They do that there at Newton Hills. And in addition to that, staff also hosted a candlelight walk that evening as well. That was with their fall festival that was over 1,000 participants. And then their fall craft fair had over 2,000 participants. So very well attended activities that are traditions that people come year after year and really enjoy. Park RX. This is a partnership program with South Dakota Department of Health and SDSU Extension since 2017. The program's goal is to improve physical and mental health by encouraging increased outdoor activities in state parks. By going through health care providers, it aims to normalize prescribing nature to treat and prevent chronic disease, allowing patients to get a free or discounted park pass. How it works, healthcare providers simply sign up for the program, which only takes a few minutes, and they receive a toolkit that includes their prescription forms, information packet, and promotional materials. We have 479 healthcare prescribers signed up as the program. They have their cutoffs with Department of Health there at the end of June. And they've estimated 30 additional providers have joined since then. So we'll be bringing that up to 400 providers, which is amazing. 2025 was a record year for the park prescription pass redemptions. We had 471 passes redeemed. Of that, 391 were annuals that they get at the discounted price, and 80 were at the free daily passes. That allowed over 1,581 people to enjoy the parks. Go Forth is another partnership program with South Dakota Department of Health as they align with our Healthy South Dakota initiative to promote health and wellness through physical activity. This program has been going since 2015. It aims to introduce students to the incredible outdoor spaces while encouraging healthy, active lifestyles and a lifelong love of nature. All South Dakota fourth graders are eligible and receive a form each spring that's redeemable for a one-day pass or a half-day annual, just like the Parker X, but they also have the opportunity to get a free three-year subscription of the Conservation Digest. With these forms that they get, that we take to the schools, it also gives them a one-hour free rental so they can try new equipment like cross-country skis, kayaks. There's the fun bicycles we have in the park, a variety of different options. In 2025, 572 total passes were redeemed. 516 of those were the discounted annuals, with 56 being the free dailies, 52 Conservation Digest subscriptions, 20 free equipment rentals, and this allowed 2,453 people to enjoy the parks. And last year, we've been working on having our staff presentees to the school, and that grows each year. So we were up to 167 schools we visited last year. And as of this morning, we've got staff signed up to visit 110 schools. Staff presenting the passes at the schools is a great opportunity for our local park and wildlife staff to introduce themselves to the kids and the faculty while providing programming. Oftentimes, we'll have park managers, naturalists, team up with local conservation officers, and then they'll host popular activities like critter crates, or sometimes we even, in the Northeast, Cassie and a team of staff up there team up, and they have a bunch of local schools from the Watertown area come out to the park, which is always a really big hit. Another one we do is one of the guys, he goes in, and the school, they build a wood duck housing building, and that's highly anticipated. Like, the kids at that school, they know that's like a fourth grade activity. So if this one little thing is something they anticipate every year, I think we're doing a really good job. Check out South Dakota State Parks is a partnership program with the South Dakota Department of Education, State Library, and Department of Health. This aims to provide new users the opportunity to check out South Dakota State Park Pass via temporary free pass. Library cardholders check out a 3-day pass at participating libraries, just like they would a library book. They check it out, and then the next patron, they turn it back in, and the next patron uses it. The pass is valid for one passenger vehicle to any South Dakota State Park, recreation area, or nature area. We also work with them to cross-promote services, such as citizen scientist kits, local park events, story walks, and small lending libraries in the park. And we've also in the past provided them wildlife books for their library collection. And those books were on fisheries, pheasants, grouse, turkey, and waterfowl. In 2025, 86 public libraries participated in the program with over 156 passes available. Passes were checked out over 2,216 times. 59% of library patrons were somewhat familiar with the program, 30%, 36% familiar, and 5% not familiar. So we're growing. I mean, we've only had this for a few years. We're going to be kicking off year four here soon. But this is a really great opportunity for those folks that are just not familiar with the parks. A lot of times these parks have been in their backyard their entire lives. So they go into the library, they're avid users, and they check out a pass and go check it out. Often it's hiking, wildlife viewing, but it gets them outdoors and an opportunity to see what's available for them there. The goal is for us to have passes checked out at least 10 times per year for program participation renewal through the libraries. The parks kick off the 2026 programming with strong participation in a nationwide initiative known as First Day Hikes. These hikes were held in 14 parks with over 430 participants, providing a successful, meaningful start to the new year, celebrating outdoor recreation, local history, and connections across the state. Of all of these parks, I think we only had one that actually had snow on our first day hikes this year. That was Hidden Wood, but that helped a lot with getting folks out there. It was nice to be able to do first day hikes and not having being freezing bitter cold. New for 2026. Our 2026 park theme is history this year. Adventure 250, Make Your History in South Dakota State Parks, connects our parks to the national celebration of America's 250th birthday while highlighting South Dakota's unique landscape and stories. This will run from open house weekend through Labor Day, and the campaign encourages visitors to explore multiple parks through fun and accessible adventures, building lasting connections and inspiring repeat visits all year long. As participants complete adventures, they're building their own park history while earning points and, of course, prizes. More information will be presented on that at our April commission meeting. Next, we have Run for the Trees, Happy Little 5K. inspired by Bob Ross's love for the outdoors, Run for the Trees, Happy Little Virtual 5K began in Michigan in 2019 and has expanded to other states. When I first heard about this opportunity, I immediately reached out to the park's leadership for approval to participate. As the program celebrates outdoor recreation, wellness, and stewardship, all values that closely align with our mission. Participation gives us a fun, accessible way to encourage people to get outside, highlight our trail system, and promote park engagement, especially during that early spring season. Participants, they simply register online for $36, and each participant receives one of the t-shirts, a commemorative bib number, and their finisher's medal, as you can see there. And then for every person that registers, we receive between $10 and $14. And that money goes back to tree planting, forestry efforts in state parks. We also receive 100% of any additional donations made on top of registration. So when folks go out and sign up, you can make a straight donation to your state. Participants simply don their running gear and head outdoors to complete their virtual 5K between April 18th and 26th. So it's Earth Day and Arbor Day. As of yesterday, actually late yesterday, talked to one more park. We have 17 parks hosting meetups. So while this is virtual and you can do it anywhere you want, we're hosting meetups to help make it fun and encourage folks. So we've got 17 parks hosting meetups. And as of February 20th, which was less than 1 week of us advertising this, as a new state, we had over 120 race participants signed up for South Dakota. And I know we have a lot more. I'm waiting for our next batch of numbers from Michigan. And then in straight donations, we have over $1,156. So I'm really excited for the Run for the Trees. I know we kind of all get a chuckle out of the name of it. But thank you for allowing me to share about our park events and outreach programs. And if you'd like any more information, if you know a provider that might be interested in signing up for ParkRx, a teacher or a homeschool family that wants information on GoForth, a local library that could use a checkout pass, or if you would like to run for the trees and you want help getting signed up, or information on our events, let me know. I'll stand by for questions.
Good. Any questions for Rachel and or comments? So do we know with the happy little 5K, and Bob Ross, was that just, that was made up by, did you say Michigan?
Yep. So Michigan is his home state. And so they initially partnered, they were doing tree plantings. So with the Bob Ross Foundation and Michigan State Parks, and then they enjoyed it so much. And then they're like, well, what else could we do? So they started doing a 5K and it grew. And it got to be so much fun. So then a couple neighboring states were joining. And so I was actually on a nationwide parks call. And they were like, hey, we want to offer this to more states. So I was excited. I thought, how fun, right? And you'll see different groups. Like some go out. It might be their family. It might be their local running club. They'll don their gear. They might have something from their running club. A lot of them have the really cool Bob Ross wigs. yeah, if you go out, I can send you guys the link. And so, yeah, it's just a fun way to get outdoors and share the outdoors as a group.
Very good. The one thing I do want to mention is I applaud the collaboration between the Department of Health and the Department of Education. When we talk about connecting people to the outdoors and we're working with our partnering departments with the checkout and the RX program, that's a great way to help connect people. So kudos to everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Secretary. Real quick. Question. Thank you, Rach. This is cool. This is fun. I would almost participate in this, and I haven't. Since college, so
he goes, I've been working him. I said he could walk and push a stroller. Baby on the back.
The question I had was the Wise Fair at CSP. What is that? I'm not familiar with
that. So that is Women in Science. I'll be honest. I had to ask Lydia myself. That's actually an opportunity for women to meet with other women with game, fish, and parks, whether it be naturalists, park managers, conservation offices, and learn about who we are, what we do, and the careers that game, fish, and parks can offer them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. Very good. I was not aware. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.